This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Plenty of things to talk about. With the COVID virus and, of course, what the president had to say yesterday, which I thought was a classic, absolutely a classic demonstration of Trumpism, as the Trumpism goes, right? Trump will be Trump. Just let Trump be Trump. That's all I got to say. But the president came out, I think, very forcefully yesterday, and I thought that his performance was absolutely stellar. Laying out how it's going to be for the startup. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. He kind of went into this whole thing about it's up to the states, which is really what it is. He's given it back to the states. He came in and he told everybody what's going to happen. He did this. He said this the days before yesterday, that he's got authority. You know, if he is going to put out that we are under a national emergency, basically on a wartime footing, he can do just about anything he wants to do. And that's the way the laws are written. And again, a lot of those laws were put in place by Democrats. Maybe they're regretting it now. But the bottom line is that this is something that's a big deal. So he's going to react and do what he needs to do to make sure that these states get online and start getting, I mean, literally online and start putting their economies back to work. And he says that he will do that if he needs to, which means replacing governors. Oh, you mean Gavin Newsom might not be the governor of choice anymore in California? Might not. He might be demonstrating his incompetence in a time of a national emergency. Guess what? In a time of national emergency, we can't have this. Because California in particular, and who are the other governors that are on the chopping block? Could be Cuomo. His gross mismanagement of the state of New York during this crisis. Then you have Pritzker from Illinois. And we had Brad Holbrook on yesterday, Illinois member of the House of Representatives, 102nd District in Illinois. He was on yesterday, kind of wailing against him. And, of course, California and Oregon, and then the other usual suspect up there, Washington. Which, by the way, now, this is another interesting thing, that the death rates and all this other stuff that's going on relative to the coronavirus. What we're starting to find out now, that a lot of the deaths are occurring in rest homes. they seem to be the target. Now, I say that because it was that rest home up there in Washington State that's where we had a huge die, like 53 people died off in the first few days. Well, of course they did. In Seattle and that whole area has been a hotbed for Chinese activity. Of course, as Chris Street was pointing out a couple days ago when we had him on, that people in Wuhan, which is a very wealthy area actually, were flying, and the big places they like to go to is Italy. Hello. So naturally, a lot of people that were in Italy who had the large die-off, in Spain, the same, had a lot of Chinese there, and those Chinese were, of course, facilitating the, the spread of the virus, which is something I think that was pretty obvious. Chris Street brought that out. So these high numbers, and of course, the president saw these numbers early on, and that's why he shut down the whole flight thing from China, and everybody was complaining about it. Sure they were. Sure they were. Tying it all together. Now, this is from Gateway Pundit. This is a couple of articles here that are really kind of relevant here. It says, finally, Trump lays out three-phase plan to reopen the economy. I am not going to be detracted. I'm going to go ahead and jump all over this article, and we're going to come back. We got some other things that are pressing on us as well, but I'm going to get into this one. I think it's more important that we find out about that rather than Dr. Xi. And Dr. Xi was the one who finally pulled the plug on the whole thing. We can't find her now, apparently. Let me go down here. It says Dr. Xi Zhengli, who ran coronavirus research in Wuhan, had U.S. project shut down by DHS in 2014 for being too risky. Prior leak killed researcher. My understanding, she's not around either. that's my understanding. When we get in that article, we could probably clarify that. I just haven't done it. Okay, so this is from Gateway Pundit about the president reopening the economy. It's going to be a three-phase roadmap to reopening the U.S. economy, closed for weeks after a virus from China, of course, invaded America. We think that the strong indication is that this is actually biological warfare, but that's speculation. No, these are stories that are out there from pretty well-sourced people, very, very well-sourced people, that this is probably the case. It says, in a phone call with governors, Trump set out an approach to restore regular activity at first in places with few COVID-19 cases and later as the virus fades to the rest of the nation. Now, this is just common sense. I mean, this is the thing about Trump. He uses common sense and everybody calls him brilliant. That's because he's using common sense when everybody is stupid. Or they have an agenda to dumb you down and make you stupid about things, right? Now, I like to believe the later, I like to believe that there's a deliberate attempt to dumb you down and keep you stupid. That's absolute. Why do you think we have this huge disinformation campaign come from the general media? Which, by the way, my understanding yesterday, general mainstream media did not cover Trump's press release. But don't you think that's important when the president gets out there that those guys should be covering? I do. No, they're going to probably have The View on. They'll probably have Governor Gavin Newsom on. And Gavin Newsom can say, oh, we've got this $21 billion, what? Rainy day fund. Well, gee, Gavin, how'd you use it? Well, you know, Gavin, answer the question. Answer the question. No, we need a ship. We need this. We need that. Answer question, please, Gavin. Where'd that $21 billion go? Poof, it was never there. You got to do California accounting system. California state accounting. That's what you have to use. It says, quote, we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling opening up America again. Trump said during a press briefing in the White House, to preserve the health of Americans, we must preserve the health of the economy. That's just common sense. I mean, and again, I made the connect the dot with the fact that what we're seeing, and this is another story that we covered last in the last hour, that they're changing death certificates. is the changing of these death certificates to coronavirus, is it because people died of fentanyl overdose? And they're using those as a cause for COVID-19 death? To the governors, Trump said, "You are going to call your own shots," according to an audio recording obtained by the Associated Press. "We're going to be standing alongside you." Well, that's what he's supposed to do as president. But, of course, what the states want, they want more dependency on a centralized government. That's just kind of logic, because this is what totalitarians do. They want centralized government. That's why they're being dependent on the federal government. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're back. There's some people going, "God, he's back. Shut him up." Right. So anyway, it's interesting. We go to the Gateway Pundit, and we're immediately distracted by the shining objects in the article about COVID virus. And we've got this whole situation lined up. The AP story that they link to in the other story, Gateway, Trump gives governors three-phase plan to reopen the economy. And they also have an interesting little map. And I'm going to try and play this little thing here, see how well this works out for us. There's a video in here. And Ag Secretary, U.S. food supply is strong. This isn't... Okay, let's play this. This is, I think, important to... I'm not being disjointed here. I want to get into the three parts of the plan real quick, but I want to play this for you. This is Ag Secretary. We're talking about food supply chains and things like that, which are really, really important. We understand that.
Week, it's COVID-19 is impacting food processing facilities, as you know. For Americans who may be worried about access to good food because of this, I want to assure you the American food supply is strong, resilient, and safe. And in fact, our food supply chain has shown tremendous agility in shifting production and logistics so suddenly from restaurant and institutional settings to retail settings. In the United States, we have plenty of food for all of our citizens. I want to be clear, the bare store shelves that you may see in some cities in the country are a demand issue, not a supply issue. The way food is prepared and packaged to be sold in a restaurant or a school is significantly different than the way it's packaged for you to buy in the grocery store. Our supply chain is sophisticated, efficient, integrated, and synchronized, and it's taken us a few days to relocate the misalignment between institutional settings and grocery settings. But that does not mean that we don't have enough food in this country to feed the American people.
That was Sonny Perdue, who's the Ag Secretary, and he's talking about the disjointed, you know, there's restaurants, there's a whole different food chain out there from just normal groceries and stuff like that is what he was talking about. There's been a misalignment. He gets it for obvious reasons because, you know, what do you do with the food that was being produced specifically for the restaurant industry, which is a huge industry, especially your vegetable products and things like that, which a lot of it's had to go to waste. Milk being dumped down. See, this is part of the problem. Is that this? We cannot sustain ourselves as a country with the breakup of this type of thing. And of course, that's why I say this is an attack on the United States of America by the globalists, by the people from the United Nations Agenda 21. And of course, it fits quite nicely with who's behind it all. Come on, look at who fits behind it: Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Richard Blum, Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown. They've been all behind this. Yeah, they've been all behind this. So we go to this thing, and again, I finally find the map I was looking for, actually, in this story. So that's the shining object to me. And he's going to talk to the, by the way, just to give you a little bit of an update, it's going to be a three-phase plan, and it's going to be data-driven, obviously, and whether or not the states are going to be open, you have to go through the criteria. And then once you're open, are you following along? And again, Donald Trump does the right thing and puts the onus of all this onto the governors where it belongs. The governors cannot play this. We look to the federal government, help us out. We are dependent, like Cuomo. You know, Cuomo, he's mismanaged New York badly in the face of all this. And so is Pritzker in Illinois. And Gavin Newsom, my God, 25.5 million people are going to be infected. Really? And of course, none of that's true. The death rate and everything is way low in California, and even everybody getting sick from it's way low. None of this is adding up. None of it. So California is very low, but we're being shut down. God forbid you go to church and get arrested, right? Bring your kids, and they'll go. You know, where are they going to go? March them off to the ovens. What's next? And you don't think that's a serious statement. I want you to think about that as you sit there in your nice, comfortable home or driving your car or doing what you're doing, and you don't think this is going to affect you if we allow their behavior to go on? Hello? So anyway, but it's got the great map of the counties that have the death rates and so on. And I love this map. I'm just in love with this map. So I'm going to focus in on California. And shockingly, there's Merced County. My God, there's Merced County. They've got 3 deaths. This is an up-to-date one as of today. Stanislaus has 4 deaths. Yep, there's Merced, 3 deaths and 82 confirmed cases. Deaths per 100,000, 1.11. Uh-huh. That's what it says, 1.11. That's a pretty low death rate. Let's go over here to Tehama County. Deaths, 1. Shasta County, deaths, 3. Let's see. Los Angeles County. It says confirmed cases, 10,000, deaths, 457. How many from fentanyl? Let's see. Riverside County, 58 deaths. San Bernardino County, 47 deaths. San Diego County, 63 deaths. Let's go over here to, let's see. Elko County, 1. Clark County, 121 deaths. Uh-oh.
Which one is this?
Coconino County, Arizona. Sorry, the blurry on this. I had an angle on this. Coconino, 28 deaths. Oh, Yavasupai, 1. Maricopa, 64. Pima County, 29. Yuma County, 1. Not a lot. Listen, this every death is sad. I get it. When you start to look around these counties, other counties, there's not a lot of, you know, and again, the death toll, they've got deaths by 100,000. Almost all the counties are between 1 to 5 to 5 to 10. That's the average. Of course, your heavily populated states are a little bit more. 121 in New Jersey. Somerset County, New Jersey, sorry. In Birmingham County, 52. The map is getting a little tiny here. Monmouth County, 190. Now, let's see. Let's go to New York. Suffolk County, 683. Nassau County, 1,000. 109. There you have it. Let's see, where else is a problem? Louisiana. So you can see it very clearly. You got the Northeast up here where they've got problems, where their death rate seems to be higher. You've got Arizona. That's it. Louisiana. You got the Northeast and you got Louisiana. Everybody else is still very, very low in their death rates all around the nation. That's why there's only 900. This is not making a lot of sense, folks. It's just not making a lot of sense. So anyway, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, a Trump ally, cautiously floated the idea of reopening parts of his state, but said testing capacity and contact tracing would need to be considerably ramped up. All would be forgotten very quickly if we moved into a stage quicker than we should. And then we got into a situation where people started dying like flies. Of course, that's not going to happen. At the earliest, the guidelines suggest some parts of the country could see a resumption of normal commerce and social gatherings after a month of evaluating whether easing up on restrictions has led to a resurgence in virus cases. That's what they say. Trump said they were going to be responsible for deciding when it is safe to lift restrictions in their states. So we'll see what happens in California. Stay with us. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so Trump, this is the three-phase plan, so you kind of get the drift of all this stuff. This is what he laid out yesterday. In phase one, for instance, the plan recommends strict social distancing for all people in public. Gatherings larger than 10 people are to be avoided, and non-essential travel is discouraged. Doesn't mean you can't do it. Just says it's to be avoided. In phase two, people are encouraged to maximize social distancing where possible and limit gatherings to no more than 50 people unless precautionary measures are taken. So take precautionary measures, right? Travel could resume. Ah. Phase 3 envisions a return to normalcy for most Americans with a focus on identification and isolation of any new infections. Right, any new infections. We have a very large number of states that want to get going, and they're in very good shape, Trump said. That's good with us, frankly. The Opening Up America Again plan was signed off on by the president's medical advisors, Dr. Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci, and Robert Redfield, and will be a data-driven approach, with governors taking the helm in deciding down to a county level how they will reopen their states, he said. We are not going all at once, but one careful step at a time, Trump said.
noting that the new guidelines are based on hard verifiable data. Some states will be able to open sooner than others. This is a gradual process, Trump said. Throughout the process, citizens will still be called on to use all the weapons of this war. The new plan came on the same day that the federal government said another 5.2 million Americans applied for unemployment. That is a problem, isn't it? Amazingly. Now we got, this is another story that comes out. Oh, listen to this. You're going to love this one. France was involved with the Wuhan coronavirus facility in Wuhan and awarded the bat doctor, Xi, a high-level French civil medal. Great. This is the whole thing about this doctor who did this. It says Dr. Xi Jingali, who ran coronavirus research in Wuhan, had U.S. projects shut down by DHS. Prior leaked killed researcher. She's been one of the big problems with this whole thing. And then now we have, Fauci again. This is again from Gateway Pundit. Tying it all together, China, Dr. Fauci, French company Sanofi, Pasteur, George Soros, and the Gates Foundation. So we did this a long time ago. We covered this story. And now all of a sudden it's coming back up again. This is the whole Tony Fauci thing that we tore apart, and it's back, I guess. It's back. Back in the day when we looked into Tony Fauci, we said, who's this guy? And we found out he's related to the Gates Foundation. He's World Health Organization. He's got major ties to Tedros of the World Health Organization, who ordered this whole thing and gave us bogus numbers to scare everybody to death, right? This has been all part of the plan, guys, to do this. They tried to get Trump on the whole Russia thing, didn't they? The whole thing's been staged, Stormy Daniels. Then the impeachment, and now this. I mean, it's just kind of simple. Links between Tony Fauci, China, French company, Sanofi Pasteur, George Soros, and the Gates Foundation are old and deep. The China coronavirus ties them together. In late December 2019, Taiwan sent an email to the World Health Organization stating that a unique atypical pneumonia was identified in China and asking the World Health Organization to provide any information they might have regarding the pneumonia. Now, again, China hates Taiwan. China hates Taiwan. It goes back to the Mao Revolution in 1947, in which Chiang Kai-shek was thrown out of China, the nationalist who believed in free market economy, hello, and freedom, were thrown out. And everybody went to the island of Formosa off of China, now known as Taiwan. Get it? They've remained a free market ally of the United States ever since. And, of course, we backed them. But the revolution of Mao, which killed millions of people right off the bat, over 52 million Chinese, starvation mostly, that's where this all comes. So basically what happens, the World Health Organization didn't do squat. At exactly the same time, and perhaps in response to Taiwan's notice, Chinese health officials notified the WHO of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan. So in other words, Taiwan becomes the whistleblower on China, and China goes, oh, man, I got to do something. So they did something. They came out with a warning. And this warning came out when? Late December. Chinese health officials informed the World Health Organization about the new virus on December 31st. By January 8th, it had been identified as a new coronavirus, a large family that causes the common cold and more serious illnesses, including SARS, which also began in China. By Jan 12th, Chinese scientists had sequenced the virus genetic makeup and shared it with the World Health Organization, drawing praise from the transparent swift action. They've known about this since October. And don't forget, it was the Gates Foundation, John Hopkins University, who put on what? The drill for coronavirus, the 201 drill that they talk about in October. In October, see, that's why were they doing something with the coronavirus 19 in October, yet they hadn't even discovered it? Hello, people, wake up. Gates is all over this. And Soros. But then for most days between January 15th and 16th, China reported no new cases of the coronavirus. Now, here's a problem. We do know, and I've got sources on this one, 21 million cell phones have not been turned back on during this whole time frame. Oops. But, you know, when you have a country of 1.3 billion people, what's a million here, a million there? 20 million, that's not a big number, 21 million. Right. Something went on there, obviously. In contrast, the Wuhan Health Commission reported no new cases from January 5th to the 10th, and again from January 10th to the 12th to the 16th. China's Lunar New Year rush, the big party, remember? A recently submitted complaint to the National Health Commission alleged that during this period, officials with the Wuhan Health Commission told doctors they were not allowed to report about the new virus, letting patients wander around freely instead of being isolated. This just gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Chinese leadership in the World Health Organization held a lid on the coronavirus for 6 days between January 14th and 20th, right before the Chinese New Year. So listen, and then they're absolutely raging on Trump for not doing anything during this time frame. Well, that's because there was no data to do anything with, right? Everybody's being fed bad data. In steps, Dr. Fauci and French company Sanofi Pasteur in 2016. There was an out. I'm going to get into that. Fauci's all over this business. Anyway, we'll be coming right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This whole coronavirus, and we're going to put this story up on the website, agenda21radio.news, because this is just absolutely an amazing story that's come out of Jim Hoft, and many thanks to Gateway Pundit for this. This is a huge, huge story, and we're going to get this up on the website here in just a little bit. So anyway, but getting back to this story, it's interesting. Some of the details, and I'm going to watch the time here because we got tons of things. Listen, there's a lot of things happening. We're going to open up. We will open up the phone lines. Hello. I'm sending some cryptic messages out there. 215-867-8255. That's going to open up next hour for Agenda 21 Radio. We have other people. It's a new hot news day, so people have been using on other. We have other shows on other channels and they're using the phone lines, so we're going to get the phone lines next hour just to kind of give you a heads up. And what we're looking for, number one, who's arresting who in the churches now? The Gestapo is out there, jackbooted thugs. The Nazis are coming for you. And then also, where are the protests going on around the state of California and also the nation? If you have any ideas of any about where those are at, please feel free to either text me or you can also email me, Paul at A21R.com. I'll be getting them in that way. Then we're going to be opening up the phone lines in the next hour. So give you guys some instructions on that. but getting back to this whole thing, what we have is we have Tony Fauci, who's just as thick as bricks. Now, again, we covered this at the beginning of this whole thing, the very beginning in February, when we had this guy pegged. And also Burks, you know, she's also tied into this whole thing. And it says here, this is back in 2006, they've got ties to him with Fauci, with World Health Organization, and companies in France who were working with the SARS virus at the time, that whole cover-up that went on with that. And soon after 2007, Fauci personally licensed and saw the performance of clinical trials to create a vaccine for the H5N1 pandemic that was previously declared by Fauci. The company that Fauci worked with to create the stockpile of a vaccine for the avian flu was the Pasteur Institute. The ties with all this are just amazing. It doesn't look good. It does not look good. And this is fast forward to February 18th to 2020, as America was preparing for the China coronavirus, the HHS enraged Sanofi Pasteur to help engage, to help develop a coronavirus vaccine at the same time. And through April, Dr. Fauci was arguing against the use of hydroxychloroquine as a cure for China coronavirus. Remember that little bit? Remember that little ditty? He was, in other words, we released on this show the information about hydroxychloroquine as the cure source. You know, subtly we did. And all of a sudden the next day the president's going, well, there's this stuff out there. And of course it does cure it. It's just a common cure. If you got, this has been a genetically manufactured virus, and there's been this cure running around for it for a long time, well known. And had to do some talking to some people. All of a sudden, they say, hey, this is what cures it. So we put it out there. And it's true. They did trials in France. They've done trials all over the place. And this is now, and of course, it was Fauci who was saying, don't do that. Don't do that. No, you can't do it. It's not going to work. And remember that? So now we're getting a little bit more of the details of the fight that went on. It says Dr. Fauci was arguing against the use. This is in April. Okay. In April now. This is at the same time through April. So from February 18th through April, Fauci was arguing against the use of hydroxychloroquine as a cure for China coronavirus. This is, goes on here. It says the White House coronavirus task force had its biggest fight yet on Saturday, pitting economic advisor Peter Navarro against infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. At issue, how enthusiastically should the White House tout the prospects of an anti-malarial drug to fight COVID-19? Peter Navarro reportedly was very angry with Fauci and supplied folders of studies showing how the anti-malarial drug worked against the coronavirus. Navarro also reminded all in the room that it was Dr. Fauci who argued against President Trump's travel ban with China in January. Look, this guy's setting us up deliberately. This guy goes way back with Bill Gates, with all the people that created this little monster. Yeah. This Pasteur Institute also has major ties to George Soros. And so does Fauci. Major ties. And it gets into Xi Jinping's and the Gates Foundation. Created by American billionaire Bill Gates, hired the Pasteur Institute, Sanofi Pasteur, to explore the technical and regulatory feasibility of micropellet technology for the development of a cost-effective novel combination vaccines that are thermal stable. The foundation also worked with Sanofi on a polio vaccine. Then in March 2020, Sanofi announced that the Gates Foundation was working again with them, this time on the coronavirus. Gee, and who's there to usher all that in? Fauci. Fauci. So, this is so filthy. It's criminal. It's criminal. But, you know, now we're finding out more arrests are taking place, I guess, in the hinterlands of California. Breaking news. Contra Costa County Church cited. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep Well, America!
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
So we have a Contra Costa County church been cited by sheriff's officials. Alleged violated. So a Contra Costa County church, Contra Costa County, California, has been cited by the sheriff's officials, alleged it violated the county's health order by holding mass on Easter Sunday. Deputies were tipped off around 12:30 p.m. Tipped off. Shocking. Shocking. They were tipped off. Tipped off. Nothing like a tip-off, right? Nothing like it. Around 12:30 p.m. that the All Nations Church of God in Christ in north of Richmond was having an unlawful gathering, officials said. A deputy arrived at the church to find around 40 people inside. Shocking. 40 people inside. You know, this is getting a little ridiculous, isn't it? Talk about taking away your rights. Yep, taking away your rights. I'm shocked to see them doing that, aren't you? I'm not so shocked, actually. I think it's what the totalitarians want, and that's what they're doing. You know, a little bit of... I'm surprised they didn't arrest him, but I haven't read the rest of the story. Next, they'll take you away. Where will they put you? Right? This is a progression, guys. This is the same progression they did in Nazi Germany. It's the same progression they did in Russia. It's the same progression they did in China. That's the same progression they're using in the United States, in California. And all because of some trumped-up fear. Yeah. Trumped-up fear. You're supposed to have a First Amendment right. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is, you know, and you have to stand in defiance against these authorities who are acting unconstitutionally and unlawfully. That's where we come in as American citizens. And this is going to spread like wildfire throughout the nation, the resistance to the totalitarians. You see, this is what everybody knows about the local governments. The local governments have been so badly infected by the agendas. The globalists, they like the money. And look what we get. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.